Today's Amar for Chazara is Yivama Samichas Amad Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Samach Zayinim Abayis. So says the Mishnah, Ha'ober, Vayavim, Ve'erisim, Ve'cherish, Ben'tesh, Shav Yamechad, Paislin, Ve'loi Ma'achilim. Which we'll see in the Gemara what these mean. Safik Shu Ben'tesh, Shav Yamechad, Safik She'enoi, Safik Hevi, Shdei Sarah, Safik Shloi Heviyu, Safik Shloi Hevi. So then the Halach is also the same, which again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Na'nafel Abayis, Alav Abbas Achiv, Mata Yavruvain, who's married to Bracha and Shprinza. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to Bracha and Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter. So the halacha is that if Reuven dies, and then they all do not fall to even to Shimon, because Bracha is the Bitai, and Shprinza is Tzara's Bitai. But if Bracha dies first, so then, even if Shimon then dies, Shprinza does fall to even to Shimon. Here we have a case that Reuven and Bracha were in the house together, and Nafla Bayis Allah, Val Basach, if the house fell on both of them, and we all know who died first, the lacha is, it's Sarasach, so Shprinza does Chalitza with Shimon, but they're not allowed to do Yibam, because she might be in Eshazach, she might not be falling to Yibam. The Mishnah mentioned the Ober, that the Ober is Paisel Vino Meichel. So says the Gemara, Ober, Ibas Kayin Yisrael Li. So one case is you could have that she's a Bas Yiskayin who marries Yisrael. A Bas Kayin who marries Yisrael. And they didn't have any children together. So normally if Yisrael dies, she goes back to her father's house and she eats Truma. But now there's an Ober. Now that there's an Ober, now that she's expecting, so Pasel, that Ober passes her from being able to go back to her father's house and eat Truma. The reason is because Ureha Pratlimu Baris. It says that she goes back to her father's house like she was in her youth. But over here, she can't go back like she was in her youth because now she's pregnant. That's not something she ever experienced in her youth. So therefore, she does not go back to her father's house. And Ibas Yisrael Lekayini, and in the case of a woman who's a Bas Yisrael, who married a Kayin, and then the Kayin died, so normally, if they don't have any kids, we say that the Bas Yisrael has to go back to her father's house, and she has to stop eating Truma. If they have kids, then she can continue eating Truma. In this case, they didn't have kids, but there's an Uber. Halacha is Loi Maichola. The Uber does not give her the ability to eat Truma. The reason is because Yulud Maichol, Shein Yulud in a Maichol. Not Klala, we mentioned previously, that only a child who's born is able to be Maichol, but not a child who's not yet born. Hayavam. So, here, Yavam, it's also the same Malach is place of in the Meichel. Explains the Gemara. Ibaskayin Yisrael. If she's a Baskayin who married Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, and now she falls to Yibam to another Yisrael. So then she does not go back to her father's house. She does not eat Truma. Who Pasulai, the Yava passes her because of Shavel Beis Avia. The Torah says only when she goes back to her father's house she eats Truma. Apparently she marries Yava, but over here she doesn't go back to Gamri because she's waiting for Yibam. And Ibas Yisrael Lekayini, so then the Yavam doesn't give her the ability to eat Shuma, because Kinyan Kaspam Rachman Navah Kinyan Da'achivu, because she's not really the Kinyan Kaspam of a Kayin anymore. The Kayin died. It's true that now she's Zakuk to Yibam, to the Kayin's brother, but that's not called a Kinyan. She's not Kinyan Kaspam of the brother, she's Kinyan Kaspam of the original Kayin. And therefore she does not eat Shuma. Va'erisin. If let's say Ibas Kain Yisraeli, let's say if a Bas Kain who did Erisin with Yisrael, so that already passes her, Pasula, that passes her from being able to eat Truma even though all he did was Erisin, because the Kain of Havaya, because of Maisa, that's a full Kain in Daraisa. However, if Ibas Yisrael Kaini, if she's a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin, so then Loi Maichol La Misham De'ula. So then he's not Maichol her, even though, what do you mean? She's a Skinyan, she's Skinyan Kaspai. The answer is, it's because of Gzeira of Ula, that we're concerned that since all he did was Erisin, she's still living at home, she's gonna bring the Truma that she gets back home, and her siblings, her family might go into the fridge and eat it. So therefore, they said that she's not allowed to eat Truma. Vacheresh. If let's say, Ibas Kayin Yisraeli, if you have a Bas Kayin who married Yisrael, but Yisrael was a Cheresh. A Cheresh does not have Kedusha Minatayra. Minatayra is considered an Inay Bardas, like a Shaita. But Midurabana, they were Misakin Kedushin for a Cheresh. So, if a Bas Kayin married Yisrael was a Cheresh, so they're only married Midurabanan, so Pasula, that passels her from being able to eat Truma, because even though it's only a Kenyan Durabanan, Lamaisa, Hakani Bittakanda Durabanan. Lamaisa is a Kenyan, it might only be Midurabanan, but now she becomes Pasula from eating Truma. Any Bas Yisrael, Kayini, and if she's a Bas Yisrael, married a Kayin, so that Loi Maichol, that Kenyan is not going to help her eat Truma, because it's only a Kenyan Drabana. Kenyan Kaspay Merachmana, Vai, Labar Kenyan Hu. Because it's only if she's Kenyan Kaspay, and this person, Midaraisa, is not going to her, and therefore, she does not need Truma. That we're talking about a case that she shemeres yavam to a brother, to a yavam, who's 9 years old. That's what the Gemara assumes right now the case is. Now let's say you have a Bas Kayin, who was married to Yisrael, and then Yisrael died, and there's a Yavam, but the Yavam is only 9 years old. So maybe that's the case. So it says the Gemara, though, Lamai, what's the Chiddush? That he passes her, that he's not Meichel her, what's the Chiddush? Elam, if you're going to go with the side of that, the fact that he passes her, that there's some sort of Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush. The fact that if a Bas Kain was married to Yisrael, and now she falls to Yibam, to his brother, that he passes her, that's Katanami Mifsal Pasal. Even a one day old Katan will passel her, because the Maisa, she falls to Yibam to him, so she's not Vishavel Beis Aviyah. So of course, even a one day old will passel her. And if you'll tell me that no, the reason why we're mentioning a 9 year old is to stress the Chiddush, the fact that he's not Meichel, that if you have a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kain, and the Kain died, and now she falls to a 9 year old, so the 9 year old is not Meichel, that's not much of a Chiddush. Gadol Nami Loi Meichel, even if you'd be a regular Gadol, that's also not Meichel her, because it's not Kinyan Kaspa, it's Kinyan Dachiv. So what's the Chiddush? So Abaye said, we're not just talking about the fact that she felt him, we're talking about the case that they were together. They did Yiba. The Midaraisa Kanyale. Midaraisa is a good Kenya. So I might think the Chiddush is on the side of the fact that he's not Meichel. I might have thought that he should be Meichel, since he's a 9 year old and his Bia is considered a Bia. So Midaraisa is kind of her with Yiba. So I might think that now, if she's a Bas Yisrael and he's a Kain, he should be Meichel her. Kamash Malodanum. Because Asu Bias Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad K'maymer B'Gadol. They said that it doesn't work. They said that they have to wait till he's a Gadol. And they made it that his Bia, the Bia of a 9 year old, with regards to Yibam, has like the status of Maimer by a Gadol, which is not Meicheler. So too, the Bias Ben Teisha is not going to be Meicheler. Amalei Rava, however, Rava asked the Baye, Yihachi, if that's the way you're going to tell me, that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, so then what's the next line of the Mishnah? Seifa the Katani. The next line says that this halacha is true even about a Safik Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad, Safik She'enai, that even if it's only a Safik if he's 9 years old, also he will not be Meichel. So that doesn't seem to make any sense. Hashda vaday ben teisha loy Meichel safik mi boy. You just told me that even when he's for sure 9 years old, he's not Meichel. Surely then, if he's a safik, if he's 9 years old, so then he won't be Meichel. Ella amarava. Rather, Rava said that what's the Mishnah discussing? It's discussing a whole new thing, and the emphasis is on the fact that he passels a woman. Nothing to do with ena Meichel. It's that he passels. That bebacha beben teisha says Rava that here beben teisha shanim v'yem. We're talking about someone who's pasul, a man who's pasul, but he's only 9 years old. It's a pasli b'viyasan, and he's the type of person that passes with his bia. Look at the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. It's a whole list of such people. If you have a 9 year old who's a ger amayni, mayavi, mitzri, bedoimi, kusi, nasin, chal, mamzer, all these types of people who are pasul, shabayu al kahanis levi of Yisraelis, and they're together with a Jewish woman, the lach is paslua. That they passel her the kuhuna. So that's what the Mishnah was saying, that a 9 year old passels her, and then the Mishnah then said, and even a Suffolk 9 year old is gonna passel her. Even if it's only a Suffolk, we have to go to Chumra, and even only a Suffolk 9 year old is gonna passel her. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But that's the Gemara of Amidi Katani Seifa. Look at the next Mishnah. The very next Mishnah says, that Im'einan Ru'uyin Lava Bisrael Areilu Paisan. The next Mishnah is Mamish talking about this case, that anyone who's not right to marry into Klal Yisrael, if they're together with a woman, so they passel her. So that's something that's discussed in the next Mishnah. That's not the discussion of our Mishnah over here, which the Gemara says, no, it's the discussion in both. But Reisha Psulei Kahal and Seifa Psulei Kahuna. The Reisha is talking about people that are Psulei Kahal, and then the Seifa is coming to be Mechadesh, that even Psulei Kahuna are able to pass the Lakuna. Not just Psulei Kahal, even Psulei Kahuna. That's the setup of the Mishnah. Now, Gufa, we mentioned the Reisha, that Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamechad Ger, Amayna Me'avi Mitzvah, V'Dayim V'Guzi Nasan Chalul Mamzer. All these different types of psulim. Once they're 9 years old, shabayu al kahenes aviv Yisraelis pasla. If they're together with any sort of Jewish woman, so they pass the Lord l'kahuna. That's the shita of the Tanakhama. The next two shitas we'll explain them in more detail when we get to Daf Samach Tes. But for now, we'll just read it. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer calls her Zaro Paisel. Only if the resulting child of the relationship will be a pasul, so then the mother becomes pasul through the bia. Kosh ain't zara pasul, ain't a pasul. But if the child will be kasher, so then the mother also remains kasher. And Rashi Megamil Aimer Kol Shat Naisei Bita. Anytime the daughter would be kasher, you can marry the daughter. So then Atanaisei Amunasei. So then the mother also remains kasher. But Kosh ain't Atanaisei Bita yet Atanaisei Amunasei. Which again we'll get to when we get to Daf Samach Tes. But as is Hashem.